ladies at the front who encouraged me to pray again. Shooting from there. Yeah. Okay, so let's do it. Heavenly Father, just thank you for this evening, Lord. Father, I pray for everything that we share, there'd be an excitement knowing that these areas have been prayed over and discerned. Father, I thank you that you're the head, Lord Jesus, of this church, of every church. Lord, and our desire is that we continue to grow. Thank you, Father, that you have shaped us over the 43 years of the fellowship's life. And thank you that you continue to do so. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, bless you for coming out. It's wet and it's dark and it's windy. Yeah? Is it not wet? Oh, well, it was raining a bit when I walked up here. Claire's not home yet. Yeah, they'll be fine. This is going well. No, but this is a good tone. So this is an update. Over the last 6 months, we've really gone through some significant things with Vision Sunday. Do you remember the tarpaulin? That was a road. Come on in. And we did Vision Sunday. We did Together Sunday with a tree that's now a weeping willow, thanks to Lay. And we had the church meeting where we looked at 9 of 15 areas. And we committed to coming back to you and just giving you an update as to where we are. You'll remember in the AGM, we shared that God had blessed us with a surplus. Bless God. And when you think that we changed our lettings policy, that meant we reduced how much income we got through that arm, it really is a sign that God's hand is upon us. And I am grateful for the confirmation from God that we're going in the right direction. So there is a lot of things to talk about, and there's a lot of things to tell you. So there's a bit of an apology, and it's difficult to know the best way of doing it. We will make the slides available, and some of you who have told me, you know, we're having a bit of challenge with getting the talks on the website, but tonight is recorded, and hopefully by next week we'll figure a way out of making these slides and the audio available so you can digest it again in home groups. Yeah? So, it is the church meeting, and it's the 23rd of November 2017. That's a good start, because you know me and my typos. So I just want us to look back again, you know, and we shared 3 significant things on Vision Sunday when we had the road. And that road came from a vision that 2 people had got, where they just saw a pathway and one saw a road leading from outside the walls of the church inside the church on one Sunday night. And that thrilled me because we'd been discerning as leaders that same thing, and that really felt as a confirmation. And we talked about 3 areas. The first area was the marketplace, and this was about being a witness outside the walls of the church. You spend more time, and it's right, outside the walls, not necessarily sometimes this building, yeah, the metaphoric walls of the church. Yeah, you spend more time outside than in. And that's right, because we have been called to shine outwards. And we felt that this was really, really important in encouraging you and encouraging us to really be a witness outside the walls of the church. We had the Finding Your Allotment, and Dave Hewitt shared, or at least Craig did, on Dave's behalf of how Dave had got an allotment, and it allows him to interact with people from all different walks of life. What's your allotment? And how can you be equipped to feel like you're able to be a good witness outside the walls of the church? So some of the areas we're continuing to ask about and to look into that we'll pick up more next year is tell us your stories. That's a modern way of, have you got a testimony? But that's a big word. Have you got a story of just how you've interacted? Wah told me a great story when we were on the men's walk of how just naturally he'd started a conversation with somebody not from church. Now his heart was beating, but it was really good and encouraging. We want more of those stories, and we want to make space to hear them on Sunday. What would you rather people didn't ask you? You know, that really tricky bit in the Bible. you know, the terrible one on suffering, or what about this, hard about that. I think next year it would be good to understand some of those areas you just people rather not ask you about. And let's look at those. Let's see if we can get equipped in that area. So when people ask you, when people challenge you, you've got a reason for the hope that is within you. And I think this is one area that, you know, in terms of equipping us to be stronger witnesses, you know, if actually you've got a heart, I would be really grateful to come up and speak to me, because we do need more people to kind of engage in that area, please. The next one was the bridge. It's the hub. It's the place where the whole family meets together under one roof. We talked about our heart, that it will become a hive of activity, really just things are going on. And we are already noticing an increase in the things that we do. And when the things that we do are from God, it's not a busyness that leads us to be exhausted. It's a busyness that strengthens us. And we talked about wanting to be a light in the community. As we move into the rest of the evening, we're going to focus on this section of the road for the main part of the evening. We then moved on to the last bit, the fellowship. It's the people who bring life to the church. And we've heard it, they're cliches. The church is more than a building. And actually, this building allows us to do so many things, but it is nothing without the people of God within it. It is nothing without the people of God. Church family expressed through church membership. You know, we did that great video. I can say that because I didn't do it. I may have been in it, but it wasn't me who put it together. And it just helped people understand the importance of membership, the importance of saying, yes, this is my church. We had the leaves on the tree. 191-ish people, amen, were able to say, yes, this is part of my church. And that enabled us to kind of be really clear on who's part of the family. SCF has got that organic feel, and there's some great strengths in that, but sometimes it's kind of not clear where people are, and people can drift in and drift away. And we don't want that. We don't want people to drop through the net. So I think that whole process allows us to know who we're caring for. Pastoral care. So this is about the fellowship and people. Everyone caring for one another. Are we all a pastor? In some way, yes. In some way, it was said in Genesis, am I my brother's keeper? Yes. We have to be careful not to make it somebody's job. We care for one another because actually Christ is within us, and the love of Christ compels us to care for each other before we're giving a title, a role, or a job. Relationship within small groups of people. It's hard on a Sunday to build relationships with 180 plus people who are running around. Certainly if it's me with four kids in every single room in the building and goodness knows where, it's difficult to build relationships. Our small groups, we call them home groups, they're really vital. They're really important because they allow you to build that closer relationship. And if you haven't realized, we really are a church built on relationship. Relationship with God and relationship with one another. Sue, would you like to come up and just share a bit more on that one? There you are. I've moved you on.
Brilliant. Thank you. I think Ben said... most of it, really. We're in. Right. How we care in SCF? Well, we love one another. There's that famous verse, isn't it? As I have loved you, so you must love one another. That's how we know that we are his disciples. So it's loving one another. It's not somebody loving you and, you know, somebody's job, as Ben was saying. So we have within SCF a variety of means where we do express love to each other. The main area, I guess, is home groups, and we extend that invitation to every member of SCF. Join a home group. You're very welcome. We've had three new home groups since September. I'm really excited. Really excited. So, you know, thank you for, I can see certainly a couple of people here tonight who've formed that home, the new home groups for us. We've got 12 home groups, and it's wonderful. Yeah, good number. Always a good number. So again, the aim is to provide that more intimate company of people. We can do church on Sunday, but it's in the intimate setting of people's homes or small groups where you really get to know folk. You share your lives together, you share your faith. Yeah, you share your ups and downs. You pray together and you care. I mean, that is the main thing. That's what we want, together, for each other. So I think that emphasis is thank you, Ben. I think that is really important, loving one another, but, you know, in an active way. Pastoral ministry. We have a great bunch of people who really want to serve others above and beyond in this fellowship. So if you find yourself in a place where you want to have a buddy, a one-on-one relationship with somebody to walk with you for a while, maybe it's an emotional thing, maybe it's a life thing, maybe it's physical, maybe it's spiritual, you just want a buddy, you want somebody to walk with you. We have a bunch of folk who are doing that. We know that people do it informally, but if you don't know anyone and you want someone to do that with you, come talk to me, because I've got a group of people. I've got 14 people who are, you know, expending their time, their energy. You know, sometimes it's a texting ministry. You want somebody there when you need somebody there. So that is available in our church because we're loving each other. Yeah? Mentoring opportunities. There we go. Going deeper. If you feel you're at a stage in your life, whether you're early days or whether you're in that mature stage of your life in Christ, but you're finding challenges or you want challenges, there are opportunities to go deeper one-on-one. We have 30 people who've been through training with Andrea and myself who we would be more than happy to set you up with. So, again, come let us know. If we've got home group leaders here tonight, talk to you at your group about it. You know, this is an opportunity. It's a more focused opportunity. It's a one-on-one opportunity. It's time-limited. It's goal-orientated, yeah? And it's about going deeper, where one person will support the other to go deeper. And that's, you know, in their spiritual walk. So bear that in mind. 30 folk, that's a lot of people, isn't it? And they're waiting, they're ready, they're equipped. So, you know, if that's you, that's me, then let's get that set up. Again, how we're loving each other. The discipleship journey. We're on our way with that program. We've had some great events and great training programs over the last few months. And after Christmas, we're getting together. There's been a group of people who've been interested in actually looking ahead. And the stage we're moving into is growing together. I'm looking for Paul. Is that right, Paul?
Yeah, growing together and bearing much fruit.
Fantastic. So be part of that. Do you want to grow together? The theme is going to be unity. It's about relationships. It's about, are we in the right relationship? You know, are we being church for Christ? You know, what's getting in the way? And bearing much fruit. Are we expectant of the Spirit of God to live in us and to outwork from us to bring in more disciples? So that is going to be part of the discipleship program that will be happening in the spring and early summer. And that's another expression of how we're caring for each other in SCF. So I'm excited. So that's just a little bit of a headline. So there are a few bits and pieces there that if any of that actually, you know, tickles your fancy, then come talk to me afterwards or any stage in the future. Thank you.
Craig. I'll let you do a big reveal.
Right. There we go.
You did it, well done. No, it's just forwards and backwards.
I don't know. That's the one, got it. We got there eventually. Yeah, got an idiot on the machine here. That thing about caring for each other, just going back to yesterday and the funeral, I was hugely proud of SCF yesterday. All the visitors that came in and the way that we, as a church, honoured Heather, honoured the family, and lifted the name of Jesus high. And that was an example for me of SCF at its best, all pulling together, making it happen. So for all of you, whatever role you played yesterday, thank you very much. It was a huge blessing. Right. I had the deep joy, the deep joy the other day of being nominated to go on a data protection seminar, which turned out to be death by PowerPoint. But it was by one of the senior partners at a law firm that we all know well. So Anthony Collins, you know, well-respected law firm, and it really opened my eyes to the Data Protection Act, which sounds pretty boring, but come May next year, there are some really draconian rules and regulations that are going to come into play, and if we fall foul of it, then we really are going to find life difficult. And as a director of the company, then that affects me personally. So this all became very very close to my heart. One of the things that came out of that seminar was that we do need to be clear about who are members of SCF, because if you're not a member of SCF, then you're a member of the general public. And we also need to be absolutely explicit about what data of yours we are holding and what we're going to do with that data. So gone are the days, I'm afraid, where we can have a church directory where we have Uncle Tom Cobley and all in there, whether they're still alive, still in Solihull, or whatever else, which is the case that we've probably got at the moment. And everybody in the new church directory that comes out will have actually have had to say, yes, they're happy. And gone are the days when we can send out news flashes to everybody without having their written consent. So all of you who we consider to be members of SCF will be getting a letter in the new year, and we will actually need you to respond. If you don't respond, then we have to take that as a note, as your desire not to be included in things like the directory. So it all sounds a bit boring and legalistic, but unfortunately this is the way that the law's taking us down. So expect that letter in the new year. And I mean, just so that you're aware, I was amazed that the text that I send on my personal phone, if I've mentioned somebody's name in that text, then that comes under the Data Protection Act. So it's incredibly far-reaching. And as directors, we've got a lot of work to do come the new year because of these new regulations that are coming into force in the new year. So expect that email. On to something perhaps a bit more edifying. Out of our blessing from God and this money that He's blessed us with, we've realised it's a long time since, as a church, we all went away and had some time together. And so we've said, right, let's have an event where we can all go away Friday night to Sunday lunchtime, and we can all be together. And I think it was Anna that came up with this little statement about making memories together. And I think if we can do that over that weekend, that would be so fantastic. And we want everybody to be able to go. So if we can afford, if any of us can afford to pay, then that's great. But if you can't afford to pay, then praise God, we've got the money there to ensure that you can go. And this is an idea for the whole church family can go. We'll do some stuff together where the whole family do some stuff together, and then we'll do some age-appropriate stuff as well. So Andrew Rennison, bless him, has agreed to take on the task of making this happen. What we'd really like to do as well is that the leadership team get involved in shaping the thing, but they can be part of enjoying it when we're away, rather than having to be working another working weekend. So that's something else that we're trying to organise out of this. And we'd love it to be in the spring, but we're in faith for around about 120, if not more, people to sign up for this, and trying to find somewhere at that short notice that's going to take that number of people is probably a bit of an ask. So I suspect that it'll probably be the autumn when it happens, but we're really wanting to make this happen in the new year. So that's something really to look forward to, and let's all go and have some fun together, but go deeper together as well over that weekend. Is that okay? Brilliant.
Coming back to those texts, I'm trying to think of code names instead. No, that's dangerous, isn't it? It's just dangerous. So those were just some key messages we wanted you to hear, because it's great to get us together under a different format. Sundays are for other things, and just share a few of these things. So we're now going to focus on the four or five really key areas for development in the church. It doesn't mean that other things are less important, and there were 15 in total that we all want to see developed and grown, but these were some areas that we felt would be right to seek to understand how we could use our surplus against these specific areas. So Sue talked about how we care in SCF, and Sue often talks about her role as in-reach pastor, but we decided nobody would know what that meant, so we called it, and we couldn't call it pastor, so she's discipleship pastor, but she often talks about in-reach. But when we met in the church meeting, what became really apparent in all the groups that you broke down into is that people in SCF have a heart to care for not only one another, but to care for people in real need out there as well. It came across very clear in a number of different areas. And the activities that we do reach out to both Christians and non-Christians as well. And we realise that part of that caring is we really want to see needs met and people set free through Jesus Christ. Amen? Absolutely. And that's not just for the Christian, that's for the non-Christian as well. And sometimes they get some freedom and they don't understand what's happened to them. And when they realise they've got it, there's such joy. How did this happen? And we're there to explain it's something that Jesus has done for you. And they come into a relationship with him. So Sue talked about all, if you like, how we care in reach. But we want to care for people outreach as well. I didn't know how to title this slide, so I just didn't put one. We want to develop a centre of care in the community. This is the only building we've got, so it's out of the bridge here. We get the sense that this will work alongside the activities of the church. So think of centre, think of church. We do lots of things that meets the need of people, whether you're Christian or not. It's incredible to see people from different backgrounds come through to pass it on. Stay and play, etc., etc. And the centre of care will work alongside the activities of the church, is what we're sensing. Reaching out to people. in their place of need. It's a reaching out into the community to actually seek to reach people in their place of need. These are everyday needs and common challenges. I'll never forget Peter Hacker, and I said this, and I thought about it for a long time, and I went, yes, you're right. He was often right. Mostly right. He said, everything ultimately is spiritual. And yes, it is. Yeah. Ultimately, everything has a spiritual impact and has a spiritual root. But, you know, these could be everyday needs and common challenges. You know, just as by way of illustration, we're so blessed to have Dickens Heath Village Church launch a cat place. Yeah, that's Christians Against Poverty. Yeah, it's not necessarily a religious spiritual need, but it's a need. I'll just use that to illustrate the differences. However, everything we want this centre to do must have a kingdom focus. Therefore, it's not just about meeting the initial need. Yeah, we put a lunch on for the hungry every week. And every week, week in, week out, the same group come and they bless to be fed. But I suppose the analogy is we want you to be able to feed yourselves. So really, this centre wants to not only meet the initial need, but give people an opportunity to walk with us further and be set free or shown how to live a fulfilled life. Not just to meet the initial need, which so often is a symptom of something much deeper. So what does that look like? Well, a pathway to church and a journey to Christ. So we believe and we trust that as people come into the centre to have their everyday needs meet, they have an opportunity, they have a choice to start a pathway towards the church, towards the people in SCF. They may like what we've done out of the centre and realise that there's something else. Christian Vision for Men, we'll call it a level one event. They've come into a level one event to get their needs met and they realise they want to go a little bit deeper. But what's really important and a common theme, so a pathway to walk along towards church, towards SCF. And how do they do that? Through building relationships, because it'll be kingdom people. And actually, when you carry the Spirit of God within you, I absolutely believe it rubs off on people. And actually, as people start to walk through that path, here's a great example. Ray, your bereavement group, yeah, that would be a great example of something of the centre. But there's a wonderful pathway that leads out of the door of the den and into the door of the lounge, into LAH, where people who've come in because they're bereaved of loss from all sorts of backgrounds, all of a sudden find themselves in LAH, Bruce, listening to a testimony and a story about how God has changed their lives. There's an opportunity to walk down the pathway. And our deep, deep heart is that as they walk down the pathway to SCF, they journey closer to Christ. I make no apologies. I want to see people born again. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And it's good news. It's good news. It's good news. As the centre develops, it will become one of the primary places SCF engages in evangelism, in outreach. It's that starting point. It doesn't stop us being a witness outside the walls of the church, but when we come here collectively. So what are the next steps? Well, to continue to develop the thinking, continue to understand what this looks like. We don't want it to be just an ethereal thing. What current activities might actually form part of the centre? And really, what does that pathway, for everything we do, what does that pathway look like from centre to church? Some prayer points. Prayerfully discern the specific community needs God is leading SCF to develop. Those may be some further ones. We're already meeting a lot of community needs. But where are they? And there was a group that we met that talked about the needs in the community. Relationships in the community would grow. They are growing. I've not got time to tell you. People would come to know Christ. That's a prayer point. I pray people would come to know Jesus. I love it when people join us. They come from other churches and into the area, and they love what's here. Amen. I came through that route. But I want to grow the kingdom. Jesus' heart is that none should perish. I'm going to preach. So we'll be praying into those a little bit later on. Moving into the next area, Mandy.
Got enough hands. Right, so this is the development area that I'm looking at, and it's reaching out for reception age children. So I want to start first with the scripture, Colossians 1, verse 27. To them God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. I ain't got my glasses on. So, the need. Many of you are aware, we've got a very successful stay and play group. Chris Shaw and the team do a fabulous job. We meet lots of people. The group is full. We shut the door when there's 50 in the room. We can't physically let any more in. And sometimes, sadly, we do have to turn people away. But people are here for a reason. They're here for a season. Sadly, often, when the children start school, we lose that contact that we've made with them and their parents. There are lots of groups for children in the area, lots and lots of different groups. Children start to go to those groups, they make friends there, they get hooked up into those groups, they don't come back to us. So that is the need that we've seen. So our vision, of course, is a group for that age group. What we want is a pathway. So the children potentially will meet us first, perhaps at Breastfeeding Cafe or Next Steps group. They'll go on to the Stay and Play group. Then there's this new group, and then they'll get to go to Seekers, United, all the other different groups. So we want the group to be outreach. We want to maintain those relationships with the children and those parents that we meet at Stay and Play. Our Stay and Play group is different to all the other toddler groups in the area. We always pray a blessing over the children at the end. We offer prayer. Lots of people come for prayer. We've seen so many, I mean, in the short time that I've been here, just testimony after testimony of prayers answered, and God's been really faithful. So, for the next steps then, we want to gather people with a heart for outreach and that passion to save the lost. You know, people are coming here. They're not coming here by accident. They don't just wander into the building. God's got a plan for them. And we're there, we're to meet them. They like being there. We've got to make the most of that connection that we're making. So the detail, what is this group going to look like? I think it does have to be outreach. We don't want another specifically church group. There's plenty of Bible teaching and that in the other groups. It's got to be something that's really attractive to a four-year-old. And I think the timing for this is going to be crucial. There are a lot of working parents, very busy lives. These children aren't in isolation. They've got brothers and sisters. So I think the timing is going to be quite an issue. And we've got to look at what resources we need to run this extra group. So the prayer points, really. As I said, we've got to make the most of these opportunities. People are here. They like being here. They're asking, what else do we offer? And it's just a shame not to make the most of this. I just think that through these relationships, families can be transformed. Most of us are here because we've met a Christian that has changed our lives. We've seen them. We've seen something different. We've seen Christ in them, and we want that for ourselves. I met Anna at the time when my children were that age, and that was why I'm here now, really, just seeing her and seeing how different she was. And I thought, I want some of that. So Jesus said to go out and make disciples, and this is an opportunity to do it. You know, we're open that we're a church. We do share and we do pray. And they're already here. They're already here. So to make the most of that opportunity and for people to serve, you know, God gives us all these talents to actually, you know, make that difference and to connect with people. And when you use the talent that you've got, you know, God gives you more.
Thank you. How do I use this thing? Just the middle one?
No.
The round, they're all round. Do you want to do it for me? Because I'm only going to mess it up. Cool. Here we are. It's Thursday evening. Is everyone still awake?
Good.
4 minutes, let's go. This is what I'm going to talk about. Where's my notes gone? School leavers, put your hand up if you left school.
Long
Most of us have. Cool. I think we all have. Oh, top of my note sheet is short and sweet, so let's do it. What's the need? So I work with lots of teenagers, and it's tough. Being a teenager is tough. Hands up, you've been a teenager? Yes, we all have. So what are some of our key points? It is a challenging time because, you know, you're 17, you can drive a car, but you don't pay road tax because you can't, well, you do pay road tax if you have a car, but you don't vote on the government that tells you how to pay road tax. That's just a little analogy. We like those. It's challenging. Sometimes you're an adult, sometimes you're a kid. If you speak to any of our kids that we have around, being at college, being at school, being at university is a stressful thing. And, you know, lots of people say this and that about education in different ways, but we can debate that as long as we like, but education is a stressful time. Yeah, I'm getting some people nodding, that's cool. You do start to become quite independent, 15, 16, 17, you're becoming an adult. It's a fun time, it's exciting, but your needs start to get a little bit more specific. Like, I don't know, if you're 14, you come to church because your folks come to church. If you're 16, that changes a little bit. Oh, I can't be bothered to go. I don't want to. Can we go different times? It have to be Sunday morning. Things change. We want something specific that we can approach school leavers. We're talking 16 years old, 17 years old, 18 years old, because we don't have that. Yes, we have things that cover, and I have everyone included in what I do, but it's a challenging time where needs are more specific, like I've said, needs some focus. We don't have that, and the consequence of that is young people are leaving school, drifting away further and further, go to university, and that's it, and they never come back. Yes. Click me. So what is the vision? Cool. An accessible and relevant Christian community outside of college and outside of work. These are some big Christian words that sound great, but we want something that's accessible for our school leavers that they can come to on their terms. It's not just another thing that they have to come to because it's programmed every week apart from half term. You need to come at 7 o'clock. No, we don't want that. We want something relevant and that's community-based for them. We want to invest in relationship over programs. We love a program, don't we? I love a program. We've got this set up for this many years. We're going from point A to point Z. It's great. But programs, when you get to leaving school, when you're in college and starting uni, it's what you've done for entire school life. It's what you're going to do for your entire work life. Let's have a break. Let's do something different. So we want to tailor this approach and make it more exciting. Groups and one-to-one. Like, I love doing one-to-one work with young people. It's great. But I also love doing group work with one-to-one with young people. It's also great. You need a mixture of those two things going on to really meet these needs that we talked about. I mean, point number four or whatever that is, a specific international mission experience. I know that excites certain people in the room. It excites me. Why wouldn't it excite our school leavers? International, specific, what does it say? International mission experience changed my life. So I'm going to stand here and do it for as many kids as I can because it changed my life. Cool. And we want to be in a good place with our 18-year-olds because when they go to uni, those of us that have been to uni, I'm looking at Katie Wynn. It's a challenging time, isn't it, Katie Wynn? I'm getting a nod. It's hard, so we want to set up our young people and put them in a good place for that. Click. Thanks, Ben. Oh, turn the page. So what are we doing next? I've got 30 seconds. I want to say as school leavers, we've all identified we are all school leavers in the room. What's going on? What do you want? What can we do? What don't you know about God that you need to know about God? What can we help you with? Because I can stand here and say, we're going to do this, 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 and this. And school leaver could turn around to me and say, yeah, that's not relevant, James, because you're old now. We want to speak. 23? So that's the next step. We want to, these are some words that are quite interesting. Utilizing our surplus to identify and develop resources. Basically, look for stuff that's good. That's the next step. We're going to look for some stuff, make some stuff, plan some stuff that's going to work well, put some work in. That's what it says on my notes. Put some work behind it, exclamation mark. And understand the people resource. So understand that this is going to need some people going on. It's going to need some people to put some effort in because it's tough doing it as a one person. And 27 seconds over. Click me final slide. We want to pray. School leavers, we want to pray that our school leaders have the courage to choose the church. It doesn't have to be here. Could be any church, because that's where Jesus is. He's out there, he's in the church, that's where we learn about him, that's where we get close. It's a courageous thing to say, I'm at church, not at elsewhere. Number two, that our young people at university would stay in the church. We're looking at some capital letters there, capital C, because again, it's difficult, Kevin, it's a difficult time, isn't it? Yeah. And what's it say? That they would stay in the church. We have young people there. We have young people that have left. We have young people going. That's what we want to pray. And relationships at that age would get stronger and stronger, because we can try and create community, but if people don't know each other, it's pointless. Agreed? Yes. Cool. 5 minutes, 12 seconds. Thanks, Ben.
Excellent, James. How's that so far? Yeah? Encouraging?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Oh, it is me. So we also wanted to develop our ministry to men. Why? Well, there's a huge need. Men have so much to give. We need their voice in the church. As I was speaking to somebody, when we focus on any one area or one people group, it's not at the expense of anybody else. So this isn't at the expense of ladies in the church, and it's certainly not at the expense of doing things together. But it is an important area. Men are leaving the church, capital C, T, capital C, at an alarming rate. There are more ladies in this church than men. Am I right? I'm right. I am right. There you go. We want our men to grow strong as followers of Jesus. We want everybody, but this is about men. We want to see men of SCF be strong role models in the church for each other, for our children. I want my children to look up, and they do, but at young men and go, I want to be like that. It's so important. So the vision we have, to strengthen men's walk with Christ. That's the heart. Yeah, that's what it's like. It has to start from Christ. How do we do that? We want to build relationships with one another. There's a lot of talk of relationships. It isn't fluffy. It's real. It's real. Men become followers of Jesus through building relationships with others. It took us ages to get that sentence right. We want other men to get born again. The best way of doing it is through relationships with other men. Other people, but in this context, the men. And there's three areas that we are, and it's the right activities and initiatives. Now, we have to think what men are going to plug into. I'm so excited with what the Mellers are planning for Christmas Day. And Dave has got it. You know, he's got this job to do, and it's going to be incredible. And that's sometimes what men need. They need a purpose and a function, and he's away. They are going up and down the West Midlands, filming, doing all sorts of things, because he's got it. And I'm sure, he wouldn't mind saying, it'll hook him in more. It's the right activities and the right initiatives. And there's just a picture. It's discipling men. Yeah, it is discipling, and they overlap. It's reaching men. And we felt that fatherhood was such a key area. Yeah, and there isn't a bit in the bottom. So you can see, teaching fatherhood to non-Christian men, teaching fatherhood to Christian men. And that bit in the middle where they all overlap, we think is identity. Men knowing what it means to be men. The scripture that I picked is 1 Corinthians 16:13, and in the middle it says, act like men. In a time when gender is under attack, we need to act like men, and we need to act like ladies. And there's no other one. Sorry. So obviously you started to preach. So the next steps, to respond to those who've shown an interest. We've had a small number of men that we've shown an interest. Thank you. We will reach out to you. Identify the financial needs to resource this ministry and build plans and activities ready for March, April next year. Prayer points. Friendships will be formed and strengthened. I find it difficult to make friendships. I'm loud, I'm busy, I'm running around. I find it hard. You know, a prayer point, maybe it's me being selfish, but that men would find that friendships will be formed and strengthened. Relationship with Jesus would grow. And I want a prayer point that men would come to know Christ. Amen? Anna.
So, click it forward.
Thank you. Okay. Right, so why are we focusing on this area? I heard a really good talk by Danny Silk the other day, and his wife Sherry was talking, not really about this at all, but she was saying that the generations need to get closer to each other so people can pass on the baton. And I don't just mean older people to younger people, but I mean all the way through the generations, all the way through the generations. And we need to walk with each other closely and build long and deep relationships between all the generations so that there can be that passing on. And the other, it can go both ways, can't it? But that's certainly that passing on the baton of faith. So God has called us to do this, and we need to put our religion into practice and our money where our mouth is by caring for our family. And certainly within the walls, these are definitely our family, and God has called us to love each other. But when we lived in China, I taught our boys some memory verses with song. We did a lot of things with song, and we had the "Do to others as you would have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets, and this is Matthew 7:10, which is what we need to do here. So we are church family, and that includes all the ages. Our own SCF demographic, don't want to say it. I'm just about to go nice and easy with my hair. So the grey will be gone. We have an increasing ageing church. I don't want to say that, but that's true. Shirley has above average amount of people over 65, and this will only increase with the building of retirement apartments. Every piece of available land seems to be in a retirement apartment. So that's only going to get higher. The increasing challenge in society for older people to live full and rewarding lives with meaningful relationships. And that isolation that somebody was telling Andrea about during the week is the biggest challenge with an aging population, of being isolated from other people. We are already involved in so much of this, and we can strengthen and develop what we have. We are doing amazing things, reaching out and caring for older folk, but we need to extend and develop that. So the vision we've captured: we are poorer for not developing relationships amongst the whole age range, especially much younger people and much older people. Developing those relationships is really key, I think, and would enrich us. Older people can offer so much to the whole church family, and we can release this both practically and also relationally, and their wisdom. Within SEF, there's an increasing needs for some older people. Some of our older family members have increasing needs, don't they? You know, being unable to get out of the house, being unable to access our groups. You know, we need mobility, don't we, to be able to access a lot of what we do. Well, people are being restricted in lots of ways. Just as we have a pastor for children and families and youth, we should have a pastor for older folk as well, I think. I don't know what we'll call them, but actually to say this is something that is a priority in our church across all the age ranges as an increasingly older person. So, key actions happening in the next few months. We need to identify people who God is calling to join in this vision and what God has put on their heart. And we need to identify someone who God is calling to head up this ministry, whatever they're going to be called. We need to explore using part of the surplus to develop and extend what we already have. So we have so many things. Do we need to advertise? Do we need to train? Do we need to buy more resources? And possibly, do we need to look at, developing what we've got, extending what we've got, changing what we've got, starting something radically different, whatever it is. And perhaps we also need to look at strengthening links with the wider Shirley community and church community to identify and meet needs in the area. So Andrea has a lot of community links, and for example, the Christmas lunch. Some people may well come to us for Christmas lunch who've been identified via one of Andrea's community links. And developing that type of thing is really important. We have our lovely Joe at Trinity House. Developing links there and meeting need there is very exciting, really. And we'll just watch this space, I think, for what's happening. on that one. So prayer points. Please pray for God to move our hearts according to his Spirit. Wisdom to develop and extend what we already have and see God's new opportunities in this area. And we need people power. We can't do this without more people hours. Many people in this church are well stretched in what they give in terms of the hours that they serve. And we need to release more people, I think, into this area as well. And we need to develop a team who can work and support each other in this area so that what we have already is communicating with each other well, and if then we develop something else as well, that is communicating well. So we need to pray for his appointments and connections with the wider Shirley community, not just for the sake of it, but we need those God-given appointments. So thank you very much.
I think the scripture is something like a silver hair is a crown of glory. I had my hair cut this afternoon and the hair's falling down. You can tell I'm going, hang on a minute. Crown of glory. And those connections are really beginning to happen. Andrew's in contact with a lady called Danielle who works out in the community. She's got a title, I can't remember what. And because she knows what we're doing on Christmas Day, she's identified seven individuals. A few people, I can never mention stats, you know, she's identified a few people who are going to be alone on Christmas Day who may well come here and therefore not be alone. It's just incredible. It's just great. And those are, I said, those are the focus areas. There is so much that goes on that we've not mentioned that are not more important. This isn't a hierarchy. Yeah, these are some areas that we've identified that we want to grow, that we want to strengthen. Doesn't mean that the other areas are not important. There are 15 development areas, and certainly over the next 18 months, we want to look at all of them. But we have to think what we can do in the time that we've got, and we've just focused on a few tonight. I think one of the most important things to do, other than to have listened and to have got excited, is to pray. Because prayer changes things. And Andrea now will just lead us through this next part.
Okay. It's really, really important that we pray. And I thank you to everybody for the prayer points that they've given us. We're going to do two things this evening. The first thing is we are going to break into groups, small groups, I would say, three, four of you. And I'm going to give you a copy of all of the prayer points that we've gone through. And we're just going to spend 10, maybe 15 minutes together praying over these things. And let's expect God to speak to us. And then after we've prayed as a group, I'm then going to give you the opportunity to choose one of the five areas that have been covered. And we're going to write a prayer of declaration over that area. When it comes to that, I'll kind of guide you a little bit more as to how that's going to look. So as you're kind of praying generally over all the areas, there may just be one that kind of tugs on your heart a bit more. And you think, yeah, I'd like to just go and pray about that and think about what we want to declare out as a body of believers over that area. So for now, if I can encourage you just to get yourselves into threes and fours, and then I can give you a handout of the prayer points that we've got. To do with the whole area of preaching the gospel, and we kind of split into smaller groups as a leadership team, and these were written as declarations. This is just to give you an idea really of the kind of thing that I mean. We declare that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. I don't think anyone's going to argue with that. We declare that the gospel of Jesus Christ will be spoken out with boldness, with confidence and in faith. We declare that SCF will demonstrate the gospel in its actions and words. We declare that we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And we proclaim a time of preparation of hearts to receive the living word of God that leads to salvation. What great words. It was a great evening, I can tell you. We made declarations in various different areas, and this is to do with children and young people. And I'm just going to read a couple of these. Second one down. We declare that this, here the bridge, is a place where children and young people can encounter you, God, in your truth, that seeds will be planted and bear fruit. We proclaim God's kingdom will come and his will be done in this church and community and young people. We declare that the bridge will be a safe space for all children and young people. Powerful words, powerful declarations of what we want. So around the room, we're going to write some declarations. So those of you that led a group, there are some flip chart pens there. Can I ask if you can just be scribe, really, to write these out? So you've just got an opportunity now. We're going to spend 10 or so minutes in doing this. In choosing one of these areas, Sally's going to take Mandy's area because Mandy's had to go. Ben did too, so I'm going to cover the centre, which is here. Men is over there at the back. The elderly is here. Sally's right at the very back with children and young people, and school leavers is over there. So whichever one kind of stirred you as you were praying, we want somebody at all of the boards, obviously. Go to where you would like to be, and we're just going to write some statements of declaration. Take your prayer points with you, because you're probably going to want to refer to some of those. So we're just going to go to one of the boards, and the next 10 minutes we're going to write some statements out, then we're going to read them out at the very end, and we're all going to say amen. Everybody happy? Everyone know what they're doing? Yep. Ben, yeah? I will bring the microphone to you. So whether you want to stand by your board or whether you want to sit by your on your seat, do it quickly, don't dither. And I'm going to start by reading out the declarations that we've come to with the Centre of Care in the community. We had quite a few good ideas and discussions, actually. It was hard to rein people in here, but this is what we've come up with. So I've got four here for you to amen to. We declare that love, acceptance, and healing will be a centre of care in the community. We declare that that loving Christ and loving one another will be the center of what we do. Amen. We declare that we will seek to reach out to the lonely, providing a safe and inclusive environment. Amen. We agree that we will look at new ideas and for new opportunities. Amen.
Cool. It's me, because I was the only one that could read my handwriting. We declare lots of cool stuff. We declare that once a young person is brought up in the truth, they shall not depart from it. Amen. Amen. Cool. We also declare that our young people, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will defeat secular peer pressure and bring non-believers into the church. Amen. Amen. Where are we going? We also are proclaiming a shift in perception from virtual reality to reality. Amen. I like that one. And what are we doing last? We also declare that young people will choose Jesus. Amen. And the church. Amen. Amen. Cool, cool.
Okay. We declare Jesus values children and everyone matters to him. We declare no one is too young to receive Christ. Amen. We declare that they may let go of God, but he doesn't let go of them. Amen. And we declare that God's love knows no bounds and can heal the most broken heart, and FCF will demonstrate in thought, word, and deed this truth. Amen.
Now the amens are tailing off a bit. You know amen means you agree. Yeah? Okay. I was absolutely blown away. The group, they were just coming with them left, right, front and centre. We declare that men shall arise and let their light shine for Christ. Amen. We declare that men will be examples within the community. Amen. We declare that husbands will come and fulfil the father figure from our Father God. Amen. We declare that men shall know God as Father. Yes. We declare that Jesus will build his church and we will help. We declare that men will have the strength and confidence to pick up their tool bag and get stuck in. We declare that men, that as Christian men, we will love God with all our heart, soul, mind and strength. We declare that men shall not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. We declare that men will lead with wisdom, integrity and courage.
For the elderly, we declare that the elderly will not have a spirit of fear in their later life, but will have a spirit of hope, joy, peace and purpose. We declare that the elderly will bear much fruit and their strengths will be recognised, valued and utilised to enable a sense of worth and belonging. We declare that the elderly will release their wisdom, knowledge, skills, experiences and faith into the younger generation. We declare that the elderly will be loved, honoured, respected, appreciated, cherished in all areas. We declare that the elderly will know the bridge is a safe place for them to develop spiritually. We declare that SCF will endeavour to do their best to support the elderly where they're at, and SCF will become a blessing to the elderly community. Amen. And we declare that there are no obstacles that the elderly face that God cannot overcome.
Amen. Sorry, I know this isn't planned. I just feel that Holy Spirit is encouraging me just to... when we printed all these out, I think every Sunday, you know, like I've put a blessing in at the moment, every Sunday at the beginning of the newsletter, yeah. I would like to put a declaration in that newsletter each week. But then why I'm wanting to speak to you is what I'd like you to do is to turn the declaration into a blessing. So, for example... let me go to the one about men. This one, that men will lead with wisdom, integrity and courage. So what I'd like us to do is to pray a blessing on men, right, in our community. So this is what I would pray alongside that. In the name of Jesus, I bless the men who live in Shirley and Solihull, and I'm usually going to pray my road, Rollswood Drive, I declare that those men will lead their households with wisdom, integrity, and courage. Amen. And I think when you pray the blessing over them, then God hears that and can respond to it. Is that all right, mate?
Yeah.
So I really like those, and I'll give them to Rachel or Audrey or whatever to put in. Yeah,
that'd
is that
great.
Okay?
That'd be great.
Amen. Isn't that great? Oh, those declarations are so good. Yeah, they just lift the soul. And I really appreciate you coming out tonight. I hope this has encouraged you. I hope this has excited you. There are some questions over how some areas develop and grow. It's not all in neat boxes, but neither is family and neither is life. And certainly over the next 3 or 4 months we want to see these kind of sharpen up, really, so we're ready to start. We kind of work from April to March, but really start to see these grow and develop probably for March, April next year. Please come and get involved. Come ask questions, speak to those that have shared. It would be great to see us really grow and strengthen these areas. We're a little bit over, but I really feel it's been a good night. So be blessed, and we'll see you on Sunday. Amen.